And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Prayer Bells of Heaven, that's J.D. Crow, Doyle Lawson, Paul Williams, along with the help of Ben Isaacs there on that one. Prayer Bells of Heaven. Hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while. Thank you so much for praying for us. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in and being with us for It's Gospel Time. Please, please continue to keep us in your prayers. I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate that. And if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area, you'd like to go to church with us, maybe you live in the Asheville area, well, give me a call, and I'll give you information on how to find us in the Asheville area. And call me at 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. Perhaps you'd like to help us with the finances of this ministry. Then you do what God lays it on your heart, and that number's that address is Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Now, let me please encourage you, put your local Christian radio station first. And what I mean by that, this radio stations such as the King's Radio in Asheville, North Carolina, WKJV, WKJW, and the King of Kings Radio Network, and all your Christian radio stations, your non-commercial stations, has the Share-a-thons. I would encourage you to put them first in front of this ministry, and if God lays in your heart, then to help. If you have money left that you'd like to help this ministry, you do what God would lay on your heart to do, because without those stations being up and going, this program would not be getting to you. So I encourage you to do that, and please pray for them, and get up with those stations. Let them know that you appreciate them for airing this program and other programs like this. I would appreciate that. Also, want to encourage you to be found faithful to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, and Bible-practicing church. That would be a great help to you, and you could be a great help to a local church, and I encourage you to do that also. Well, let's go ahead today and look into the Word of God in the book of Esther, and Old Testament scripture. And we'll begin reading in chapter 1, verse 1. And we'll read probably about half this chapter. And we have Alexander Scobie all queued up and ready to go to read for us from the King James Version of the Bible. Esther chapter 1, and begin reading in verse number 1.
Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia over 127 provinces, that in those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces being before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom, and the honor of his excellent majesty, many days, even 180 days. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto great and small, 7 days, in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple, to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver, upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house, that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, and Abagtha, Zethar, and Carcas, the 7 chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him.
Someday the old undertaker will take my body in death, dress me up, lay me in a coffin, fold my arms upon my chest. My soul will flee from its prison, shackles of flesh and of bone. With my final breath, the angel of death will be there to carry me home. And when you look down in an old coffin, all you'll see is the clay. The spirit has fled, left my body in death, and all you'll see is the clay. It returns to the dust, and never to suffer no more. And when you look down in an old coffin, all you'll see is the clay. The spirit has fled, left my body in death, and all you'll see is the clay. And all you'll see is the clay.
That's a good tune by the Primitive Quartet. Now, you won't find that on any of their recordings, on any of their CDs, on any of their videos. That was only available through the Singing News magazine and through one of their CDs, volume number 10. And that's, I think, out of not available anymore. That's a great song. All You'll See Is the Clay. Hope you enjoyed that right here on It's Gospel Time. All right, the Unseen Hope Quartet coming up.
There was a time in days of old, the sin of man was great in the earth. The thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. As God beheld this awful sight, it repented him in his heart. I will destroy all living things that I have made. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, the Lord did say.
For it's gonna rain and it's gonna flood,
but whosoever believeth my words and steps on board,
and steps on board, the same shall be saved.
Just as it was in Noah's day, men still won't believe. For Jesus built a boat one day on a hill called Calvary. We call it the old ship of Zion. She's passing this way.
Safe in this boat.
Soon it's gonna rain and it's gonna flood.
Fire and brimstone from heaven above. You better get on board.
You better get on board before it's too late.
You better get on board.
Better get on board before it's too late.
The Unseen Hope Quartet. Friends, I hope you know the Lord today as your personal Savior. If you don't, you're just one heartbeat out of hell, and your next breath could be in eternity. Today's the day of salvation, even now, the accepted time. Well, I'm going to take a little short break. Following the break, come back in, have you some more great gospel music. Please stay around. We'll be back right after this.